Listen, let's be clear.
Are y'all listening? Are you listening? Are you listening?
We're gonna clear this thing up for folks. Get it together.
Y'all paying attention? You better be listening. Hola.
Hello, how are you?
I am well, how are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good, good, good.
I'm coping after last night.
So last night had everybody in deep prayer.
Let me tell you.
I saw some of the funniest memes I think I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of them that really, really shook me was, "Would you shut up, man?" That tickled me. And you second, so you come next.
That, I looked like, did he just say that? Like out loud.
And would you quit yapping?
Oh, gave the hand gesture.
Right.
Like a little dog.
Like straight out the hood. I said, look, wait.
Last night was rough.
So that was probably the most unpresidential thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
Entire life. And you know, they say keep living, but I pray that I never see anything like that again.
Yeah, my grandma used to say keep a living. And I was thinking, ooh-wee, Jesus, this is a rough living right here.
Right. And you know, I think the part in all seriousness that is so problematic is that we never even got to go deep into the issues on either side.
Oh, I didn't hear an issue, period. Period with a D and a T. I heard no issues last night. All I saw was ill behavior.
Yes.
On both sides. And you know, with us being political science majors, we studied this for 4 years.
Exactly.
So we literally have degrees in politics. Mm-hmm. And I have never been so, number one, embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, seeing such foolery on the television set. Mm-hmm. Like, I had to turn it off, come back to it, pray about it, and come back. It was bad. It really was.
And, you know, I understand that family and the family unit is very important in politics, and we want to see families, whatever the makeup is, we want to see that a politician understands what it takes to have a family, run a family, whether that be children, spouses, or what have you. That's important in the world of politics. You know, we've studied this before and we've read about it numerous of times where politicians who are not in long-term relationships, are married with children, tend not to do as well as other politicians in the polls. So that family unit is very important. But I think when you start to talk about people's kids and you start to talk about their spouse, those are low blows that should never make it to the debate stage.
And I get what you're saying, but is there anything off limits in politics?
That's it. Well, here's the thing. I do think that there are some things that should be off limits. And I felt like when attacks were made against people's children, they were handled well. But it shouldn't, as many people in this country that struggle with some of the issues that both of those candidates' children struggle with, neither one of them need to be throwing stones. It's called life.
It is. But here's the thing. When we're trying to climb to the top, does it matter who we step on?
And that's unfortunate because you cannot thrive when you step on other people.
Correct.
Trying to get to the top.
Correct.
You can't. You cannot.
And when I tell you that was a show, and I ain't going to say what kind of show it was on air.
Well, let me say, it was a show. Plenty of other people have said it, so we know exactly what you're talking about.
When I tell you these memes drug both of them, from the front door to the back door. Mm-hmm. I looked, and when they said, and I'm going to get this straight now, hold on. Bear with me. Pray with me. Okay. So one of the commentators said this was a train wreck, a dumpster fire. And what else did he say?
He said, like, inside of a dumpster fire, on a train wreck, something along those lines. It just went from bad to worse.
And that's the thing. And I could not agree more.
Absolutely.
With that description. I mean, it was so fitting. I think they started with, it was a hot mess in a dumpster fire on a train wreck.
Yes.
And this is these are absolutely the two people who are representing the U.S. But you know what it tells me? The two sides show truly how America is right now. Divided, undecided, tumultuous, and unsettled. And it all is very, very disturbing, because I couldn't hear one issue last night.
Not at all.
I mean, it was entertaining. Don't get me wrong. Like, I was severely entertained by it. But on the flip side, I'm thinking, these are our two options.
Right. Bad and worse.
Couldn't get no worse. Couldn't ask for no worse if you prayed for it. And I saw this video on Facebook. And it was an old church mother. And she stand in front of the TV. And I mean, she was going in. She was praying. She was anointing the TV with oil. And she was going in. I mean, she went in. And I was so tickled by it, because it reflects the community as a whole. This is where we are. We're there. We are to the point now, we have relied on it. We ain't got nothing else to rely on but what we know. And it's to start praying.
I will tell you, it's scary. It is scary. And I think that because their language is so divisive, it concerns me for what happens November 5th, 6th, 7th. I say the election's the 3rd, but I say 5th, 6th, and 7th because it will take time to count these ballots.
Absolutely. Because let's be real clear. Let's be clear. We will not know who the next president is on November 3rd.
Absolutely.
We will not know. So don't nobody get their hopes up, because we have mail-in ballots, and they have until October 31st to mail in the ballots.
Yes. And there are several states who do not even start counting the ballots until November 3rd.
Correct.
You know, I think the part that is so worrisome is we didn't even get to issues like education. We touched on healthcare, but it was so focused on one piece of healthcare that we never really dealt with the system as a whole. Like, they never, what is the platform? What is your platform?
Not a platform in anything.
Well, and that's why I think it's important. People cannot rely on these debates as a source of information. You are going to have to do your own research. You will have to listen to other media outlets. You will have to go to their websites directly. You'll have to go to places like vote.org and learn and read for yourself. You will not be able to depend on the debate as a source of information, accurate information, for making a decision on which candidate to vote for.
Correct. And it was nothing but mudslinging. Nobody made a point. There was not one single point made during the whole debate. And, you know, if you want change, no matter what side you're on, let's be real clear. You have got to go out and vote.
Yes.
Until you go out and vote, no changes will be made. And people say, you know, I feel like my vote don't count. Okay, so if 100,000 of you say that, that's a whole state that your candidate has lost. And people don't understand, no vote is a vote. So no vote is a vote for the party that you're not looking for to be in office. And it really doesn't matter where you fall on a party line, because I don't fall within any of them. But let's be clear, it's all a show. And we ain't gonna talk about what kind of show it is, but it's a show. Because the that debate was embarrassing.
The other thing to remember is your local politics. making sure you're aware of the Senate seats, the council seats, the congressional seats, making sure you are aware of the individuals, the attorney generals that are running, the judges in your area. Make sure you are aware of who the candidates are. Some people vote straight ticket. Some people select. Some people, you know, pick a name at random. Some people even write in candidates. Just be aware. Be aware as to who you're voting for. If there are issues on the ballot, make sure you're aware of what those issues are. Do some digging. Go to your state website, go to the candidates' websites, and actually read it for yourself. This is a critical election.
Very critical.
So folks
Very
need
critical.
To get out there and read and share. If you find something, don't be afraid to share it with your network. Share it with your friends and your family. Because like I said, you know, come mid-November, things could be very different if folks go out there and vote.
And pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on. Don't believe things at face value.
Yep.
Do your research. Because one commercial may show you one candidate in an angelic light. And then the next commercial shows the same another candidate in the exact same light. So who are you to believe? And if you stick to the facts are you have a constitutional right to vote. Mm-hmm. As long as you are a citizen of the U.S., you can go vote if you have no restrictions. Go vote, because November 3rd is critical.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really matter what side of the parties you lean on. It is very critical that we go out and vote, because everyone thinks that their vote doesn't count. But, you know, at some point, you got to realize that we can make a difference, and making the difference is letting your voice be heard. And I think that's the problem with a lot of people in the American society is like, oh, if I go vote, it doesn't matter. My vote doesn't count. Nothing will change. But how do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Because we've never tested the system enough to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this 2020 has been an unprecedented year. You know, we have had a pandemic, something we hadn't seen since 1918. You know, there's no playbook for this. We've had social distancing. We've had record number of divorces. We've had a baby boom, because, I mean, let's be realistic. What else is there to do during the pandemic?
Right. Eat and have babies.
That's it. That's it. So
pick
I mean,
up a book.
Something. No, pick up a ballot. How about that?
Yes. Pick up a ballot.
Pick a ballot up.
Listen.
Now, if you want to mail it in, mail that bad boy in. If you want to go vote, go vote. Whatever you want to do, do it, but make sure your voice is heard.
And, you know, if you are going to the polls, be prepared. Be prepared to wait. Be prepared to stand in line. They have even recommended things like taking a portable chair, bringing water, bringing snacks, because the lines could be very long in your area. So you need to be prepared. Have your phone charged. Just be prepared.
Right. And the longer the line, the better it is. Because that means the longer the line, the more people who feel like that their voice needs to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the biggest thing. You know, mm-hmm. do not waste the liberties that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We have a right in the United States of America mm-hmm. to go and vote and let our vote be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what side of the street you walk on. Your voice needs to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we always lean on, we don't like change, and, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't matter. You matter. Everyone mm-hmm. matters.
And
your voice matters.
If you have not registered to vote, you still have time. You should go and register to vote. If you have registered to vote, you need to check your status to make sure that you are registered to vote. If you have not requested a ballot, and you are on the fence, like, oh, maybe something has changed. You don't want to stand in line. Request your ballot. If you request your ballot and you do not receive it, make sure you keep your receipt and you jot down the number that they provide you when you requested the ballot so that you can track where it is.
Exactly. Because even if you receive your ballot after November 3rd, it still will be counted because you, again, you have the right to vote.
All right, Adrian, I think, you know what? I think that we did preach your words to folks today.
All right.
Good conversation.
Mm-hmm. And we want to hear how you're thriving.
Right.
So
right.
Let us know. Let us know. What's your definition for success? What does it take for you to thrive? What has been your experience? We want to hear that from you. So share it with us so that we can learn from your experiences and other people, some of our other listeners and thrivers can learn as well.
Right. And look us up on Instagram, Facebook, and send us emails. Because we do want to hear your success stories. And, you know, we also want to hear those things that you may be struggling with. Because, you know, we may be young, but we've been through a whole lot of trials and tribulations that we can tell you how to overcome some of these humps. I'm just telling you.